night. Thursday and Friday will be in the middle 50s, still dry, but a chance of a few showers perhaps by Friday night into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks. Alabama Power is responding to power outages from last night's severe weather. About 880 customers are without power in Dallas, Perry, Elmore, and Chilton counties. Crews are standing by to begin power restoration work this morning as soon as it's safe to do so. Meanwhile, crews work throughout the night surveying the damage in Marengo County after a likely tornado touchdown last night. Close to a dozen homes were damaged in the Saltwell community right outside of Demopolis. In news across Alabama, family and friends of Anaya Blanchard are coming together to celebrate her life with a public memorial service this Saturday at Faith Chapel in Birmingham. The 19-year-old was kidnapped in Auburn and reported missing in October. Her remains found nearly a month later in a wooded area in Macon County. The service starts at noon, but will also be streamed on Faith Chapel's Facebook and website. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Flamingo, a fox, and a Rottweiler.
There are only three celebrities left on Fox's Smash Hit Show.
The Masked Singer.
And tomorrow, on the season finale, the competition is on, and the masks are coming off.
This is a finale.
As all three are unmasked.
Who are you?
And the champion is revealed.
The winner is...
The two-hour season finale of The Masked Singer.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Hi, this is Blue Water Chief Meteorologist Rich Thomas, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The House Judiciary Committee has alleged in a report that will accompany articles of impeachment this week that President Donald Trump committed criminal bribery and wire fraud.
Boeing is suspending production of the 737 MAX aircraft after two deadly crashes and will consider just not building anymore.
Congress is just about ready to take a vote on a $1.3 trillion spending plan for next year.
Congress agrees to spend $25 million to study gun violence. It's the first federal study on guns in more than 20 years. years.
Weather advisories are in effect for over 60% of the nation. A wide-ranging storm system is sweeping east from Montana and Nebraska. Severe weather is forecast in Colorado, the Midwest, Pennsylvania, and up through Boston.
The Saints improved to 11-3 after beating the Indianapolis Colts in New Orleans on Monday Night Football.
I love our fans, and I love the opportunity that we have.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstart 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Any callers can get in on this weekly promo. I can get basket drawing. We do that drawing on Friday from 2:30 to 2:45. What's in there? Get basket $60 worth of goodies. You put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. 272-9228. That's where we are. Elsie Hastings is still holding the chair talking to Doug Collins, and they're kind of having a little disagreement. Again, Alice Hastings was a federal judge who was impeached by Congress and thrown out of office and then ran for Congress and won from the great state of Florida. He is a trip. Joey.
Yes.
So what do you think about this letter?
After reading a good bit of it, we had our first impression, this definitely has Trump all over it.
Yeah, right. It's like it weaves in and out. It's got some legal jargon, and then there's Trumpism that's there.
Right. Whenever there's an exclamation point, that's definitely a Trumpism. This is great stuff.
It really is. Okay, folks, what we're going to do is Joey-san is going to do the oral fixation of reading this. So listen to this very carefully. It's really good. It just came out, 30 minutes ago?
Yeah. Dear Madam Speaker, I write to express my strongest and most powerful protest against the partisan impeachment crusade being pursued by the Democrats in the House of Representatives. This impeachment represents an unprecedented and unconstitutional abuse of power by Democrat lawmakers, unequaled in nearly 2.5 centuries of American legislative history. The articles of impeachment introduced by the House Judiciary Committee are not recognizable under any standard of constitutional theory, interpretation, or jurisprudence. They include no crimes, no misdemeanors, and no offenses whatsoever. You have cheapened the importance of the very ugly word, impeachment. There's the Trump.
The very ugly word.
Yeah, there's the Trump. By proceeding with your invalid impeachment, you are violating your oaths of office, you are breaking your allegiance to the Constitution, and you are declaring open war on American democracy. You dare to invoke the Founding Fathers in pursuit of this election nullification scheme, yet your despiteful actions display unfettered contempt for America's founding, and your egregious conduct threatens to destroy that which our founders pledged their very lives to build. Even worse than offending the Founding Fathers, you are offending Americans of faith by continually saying, "I pray for the president," when you know this statement is not true, unless it is meant in a negative sense. It is a terrible thing you are doing, but you will have to live with it, not I. There's the Trump at the end, yeah. Your first claim, abuse of power, is a completely disingenuous, meritless, and baseless invention of your imagination. You know that I had a totally innocent conversation with the president of Ukraine. I then had a second conversation that has been misquoted, mischaracterized, and fraudulently misrepresented. Fortunately, there was a transcript of the conversation taken, and you know from the transcript, which was immediately made available, that the paragraph in question was perfect. I said to President Zelensky, "I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot, and Ukraine knows a lot about it. I said, do us is underlined in this letter, folks, a favor, not me and our country, not a campaign. I then mentioned the Attorney General of the United States. Every time I talk with a foreign leader, I put America's interests first, just as I did with President Zelensky. You are turning a policy disagreement between two branches of government into an impeachable offense. It is no more legitimate than the executive branch charging members of Congress with crimes for the lawful exercise of legislative power. You know full well that Vice President Biden used his office and $1 billion of U.S. aid money to coerce Ukraine into firing the prosecutor who was digging into the company paying his son millions of dollars. You know this because Biden bragged about it on video. Biden openly stated, "I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I looked at them and I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a... He got fired. Even Joe Biden admitted just days ago in an interview with NPR that it, quote-unquote, looked bad. Now you are trying to impeach me by falsely accusing me of doing what Joe Biden has admitted he actually did. President Zelensky has repeatedly declared that I did nothing wrong, and there was no pressure. No pressure, folks, is capitalized. It's at the end of a sentence, but no is capitalized, pressure is capitalized. He further emphasized that it was a good phone call, that I don't feel pressure, and explicitly stressed that nobody pushed me. The Ukrainian foreign minister stated very clearly, I have never seen a direct link between investigations and security assistance. He also said there was no pressure. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, a supporter of Ukraine, who met privately with President Zelensky, has said, at no time during this meeting was there any mention by Zelensky or any Ukrainian that they were feeling pressure to do anything in return for the military aid. Many meetings have been held between representatives of Ukraine and our country. Never once did Ukraine complain about pressure being applied. Not once. Ambassador Sondland testified that I told him, no quid pro quo. I want nothing. I want nothing. I want President Zelensky to do the right thing, do what he ran on. A second claim, so-called obstruction of Congress, is preposterous and dangerous. House Democrats are trying to impeach the duly elected president of the United States for asserting constitutionally based privileges that have been asserted on a bipartisan basis by administrations of both political parties throughout our nation's history. Under that standard, every American president would have been impeached many times over. As liberal law professor Jonathan Turley warned when addressing congressional Democrats, I can't emphasize this enough. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of what's going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing. Everyone, you included, knows what is really happening. Your chosen candidate lost the election in 2016 in an electoral college landslide, 306 to 227.
Trumpism.
It's in parentheses right there. And you and your party have never recovered from this defeat. You have developed a full-fledged case of what many in the media call Trump derangement syndrome, and sadly, you will never get over it. You are unwilling and unable to accept the verdict issue at the ballot box during the great election of 2016.
Trumpism.
So you have spent three straight years attempting to overturn the will of the American people and nullify their votes. You view democracy as your enemy. Speaker Pelosi, you admitted just last week at a public forum that your party's impeachment effort has been going on for 2.5 years, long before you ever heard about a phone call with Ukraine. 19 minutes after I took the oath of office, the Washington Post published a story headlined, "The campaign to impeach President Trump has begun." Less than 3 months after my inauguration, Representative Maxine Waters stated, "I'm going to fight every day until he's impeached." House Democrats introduced the first impeachment resolution against me within months of my inauguration for what will be regarded as one of our country's best decisions, the firing of James Comey, see Inspector General reports, who the world now knows is one of the dirtiest cops our nation has ever seen. A ranting and raving Congresswoman, Rashida Tlaib, declared just hours after she was sworn into office, "We're going to go in there and we're going to impeach the MF-er." Representative Al Green said in May, "I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he'll get reelected." Again, you and your allies said and did all of these things long before you ever heard of President Zelensky or anything related to Ukraine. As you know very well, this impeachment drive has nothing to do with Ukraine or the totally appropriate conversation I had with its new president. It only has to do with your attempt to undo the election of 2016 and steal the election of 2020. Congressman Adam Schiff. Congressman Adam Schiff cheated and lied all the way up to the present day, even going so far as to fraudulently make up out of thin air my conversation with President Zelensky of Ukraine and read this fantasy language to Congress as though it were said by me. His shameless lies and deceptions, dating all the way back to the Russia hoax, is one of the main reasons we are here today. You and your party are desperate to distract from America's extraordinary economy, incredible jobs boom, record stock market, soaring confidence, and flourishing citizens. Your party simply cannot compete with our record. 7 million new jobs, the lowest ever unemployment for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans, a rebuilt military, a completely reformed VA with choice and accountability for our great veterans, more than 170 new federal judges and two Supreme Court justices, historic tax and regulation cuts, the elimination of the individual mandate, the first decline in prescription drug prices in half a century, the first new branch of the United States military since 1947, the Space Force, strong protection of the Second Amendment, criminal justice reform, a defeated ISIS caliphate, and the killing of the world's number one terrorist leader, al-Baghdadi, the replacement of the disastrous NAFTA trade deal with the wonderful USMCA, Mexico and Canada. I love that that's in parentheses right there. A breakthrough phase one trade deal with China, massive new trade deals with Japan and South Korea, withdrawal from the terrible Iran nuclear deal, cancellation of the unfair and costly Paris Climate Accord, becoming the world's top energy producer, recognition of Israel's capital, opening the American embassy in Jerusalem, and recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, a colossal reduction in illegal border crossings, the ending of catch and release, and the building of the southern border wall. And that is just the beginning. There's so much more. You cannot defend your extreme policies, open borders, mass migration, high crime, crippling taxes, socialized health care, destruction of American energy, late-term taxpayer-funded abortion, elimination of the Second Amendment, radical far-left theories of law and justice, and constant partisan obstruction of both common sense and common good.
Now, Trump may not have written that paragraph, but he instructed some of that. That's got Stephen Miller written all over it.
Yeah, that talk about, foreshadowing what the campaign's going to be about.
Numerating all the accomplishments. That Trump goes, we got to put that in there.
There is nothing I would rather do than stop referring to your party as the do-nothing Democrats. Unfortunately, I don't know that you will ever give me a chance to do so. After 3 years of unfair and unwarranted investigations, $45 million spent, 18 angry Democrat prosecutors, the entire force of the FBI headed by leadership now proven to be totally incompetent and corrupt, you have found nothing. Nothing's in all caps. Few people in high position could have endured or passed this test.
This is great.
You do not know, nor do you care, the great damage and hurt you have inflicted upon wonderful and loving members of my family. You conducted a fake investigation upon the democratically elected president of the United States, and you are doing it yet again. There are not many people who could have taken the punishment inflicted during this period of time and yet done so much for the success of America and its citizens. But instead of putting our country first, you've decided to disgrace our country still further. You completely failed with the Mueller report because there was nothing to find. So you decided to take the next hoax that came along, the phone call with Ukraine, even though it was a perfect call. And by the way, when I speak to foreign countries, there are many people with permission listening to the call on both sides of the conversation. You are the ones interfering in America's elections. You are the ones subverting America's democracy. You are the ones obstructing justice. You are the ones bringing pain and suffering to our republic for your own selfish, personal, political, and partisan gain. Before the impeachment hoax, it was the Russian witch hunt. Against all evidence and regardless of the truth, you and your deputies claim that my campaign colluded with the Russians, a grave, malicious, and slanderous lie, a falsehood like no other. You forced our nation through turmoil and torment over a wholly fabricated story, illegally purchased from a foreign spy by Hillary Clinton and the DNC in order to assault our democracy. Yet when the monstrous lie was debunked and this Democrat conspiracy dissolved into dust, you did not apologize. You did not recant. You did not ask to be forgiven. You showed no remorse, no capacity for self-reflection. Instead, you pursued your next libelous and vicious crusade. You engineered an attempt to frame and defame an innocent person. All of this was motivated by personal political calculation. Your speakership and your party are held hostage by your most deranged and radical representatives of the far left. Each one of your members lives in fear of a socialist primary challenger. This is what is driving impeachment. Look at Congressman Nadler's challenger. Look at yourself and others. Do not take our country down with your party.
That again has another Stephen Miller fingerprints on it.
If you truly cared about freedom and liberty for our nation, then you would be devoting your vast investigative resources to exposing the full truth concerning the FBI's horrifying abuses of power before, during, and after the 2016 election, including the use of spies against my campaign, the submission of false evidence to a FISA court, and the concealment of exculpatory evidence in order to frame the innocent. The FBI has great and honorable people, but the leadership was inept and corrupt. I would think that you would personally be appalled by these revelations, because your press conference, the day you announced impeachment, you tied the impeachment effort directly to the completely discredited Russia hoax, declaring twice that all roads lead to Putin, when you know that is an abject lie. I've been far tougher on Russia than President Obama ever even thought to be. Any member of Congress who votes in support of impeachment against every shred of truth, fact, evidence, and legal principle is showing how deeply they revile the voters and how truly they detest America's constitutional order. Our founders feared the tribalization of partisan politics, and you are bringing their worst fears to life. Worse still, I have been deprived of basic constitutional due process from the beginning of this impeachment scam right up until the present. I have been denied the most fundamental rights afforded by the Constitution, including the right to present evidence, to have my own counsel present, to confront accusers, and to call and cross-examine witnesses, like the so-called whistleblower, who started this entire hoax with a false report of the phone call that bears no relationship to the actual phone call that was made. Once I presented the transcribed call, which surprised and shocked the fraudsters, they never thought that such evidence would be presented. The so-called whistleblower, the second whistleblower, disappeared because they got caught. Their report was a fraud, and they were no longer going to be made available to us. In other words, once the phone call was made public, your whole plot blew up, but that didn't stop you from continuing. More due process was afforded to those accused in the Salem witch trials. You and others on your committees have long said impeachment must be bipartisan. It is not. You said it was very divisive. It certainly is, even far more than you ever thought possible, and it will only get worse. This is nothing more than an illegal, partisan, attempted coup that will, based on recent sentiment, badly fail at the voting booth. You are not just after me as president, you are after the entire Republican Party. But because of this colossal injustice, our party is more united than it has ever been before. History will judge you harshly as you proceed with this impeachment charade. Your legacy will be that of turning the House of Representatives from a revered legislative body into a star chamber of partisan persecution. Perhaps most insulting of all is your false display of solemnity. You apparently have so little respect for the American people that you expect them to believe that you are approaching this impeachment somberly, reservedly, reluctantly. No intelligent person believes what you are saying. Since the moment I won the election, the Democrat Party has been possessed by impeachment fever. There is no reticence. This is not a somber affair. You are making a mockery of impeachment, and you are scarcely concealing your hatred of me, of the Republican Party, and tens of millions of patriotic Americans. The voters are wise, and they are seeing straight through this empty, hollow, and dangerous game you are playing. I have no doubt the American people will hold you and the Democrats fully responsible in the upcoming 2020 election. They will not soon forgive your perversion of justice and abuse of power. There is far too much that needs to be done to improve the lives of our citizens. It is time for you and the highly partisan Democrats in Congress to immediately cease this impeachment fantasy and get back to work for the American people. While I have no expectation that you will do so, I write this letter to you for the purpose of history and to put my thoughts on a permanent, indelible record. 100 years from now, when people look back at this affair, I want them to understand it and learn from it so that it can never happen to another president again. Sincerely yours, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America.
Outstanding letter. In the closing part of that, a document for history is exactly right. Because when you go back and you now have to put this in the weight of what actually happened. This is part of the evidence of the history of the event, and this will stand forever. That Donald J. Trump, outstanding job. Joey, outstanding job. To a break, my friends.
Yes.
Going to be back right after this.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true.
Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar down here on this beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River. Invite you to come down and join us this week for some good seafood from the Gulf and good old ribeye steak off the grill and good hamburgers, all kind of good eating. But let me tell you, we have a schedule change this week. We'll be closed Friday all day and night. We have two parties of people who rented the restaurant this year, so we'll be here Wednesday and Thursday all day and night, and then Saturday and Sunday. Sunday we'll close early, about dark or so, and have a little Christmas party for our employees. So just give you a heads up about what's going on down here. You can check out CapitalOysterBar.com, and you'll see a menu of upcoming music. We're going to have a lot of fun in January, especially the 12th and the 19th. Check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com, and you can see what's going on. So let me know, invite you down here soon. Come hungry. And from my staff and all of us, we just want to tell you, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Dreaming of a wife. From Santa Claus the Movie.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Where the
saw that one about a week ago. It's a good one.
It's a great movie.
I'll never forget taking my boys there for Christmas the year it came out. We were there for Thanksgiving, and we decided to take a movie in, and we did that, and we laughed so hard as a family. And they like, whenever I put it on, when they're there, they're like plugged into it. Okay, let's pick up some of these other things. Nancy Cordes on the Dems committing to impeachment and why they're doing it. We'll get into that.
After the House vote, all eyes will turn to the Senate.
Trials have witnesses.
Where Democrats are pushing to hear from four witnesses who did not testify before the House, including Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
There is no reason on God's green earth why they shouldn't be called and testify unless you're afraid of what they might say.
The White House is pushing back.
Our White House counsel made very clear that he looks at the entire process as unconstitutional, illegitimate, and ill-conceived.
In the Clinton impeachment trial, three witnesses testified, and it was hotly debated then, too.
You are degrading this process.
Back in 1999, you did not support hearing from new witnesses in the Senate trial. Why do you feel differently this time around?
The witnesses in 1999 had already given grand jury testimony. We knew what they were to say. The four witnesses we've called have not been heard from.
The Senate's Republican leader Mitch McConnell told us that he'll have more to say about all of this today, but we've already heard from other Senate Republicans rejecting the proposal for new witnesses. They say they've already heard enough.
That was a very surprising report coming from Nancy Cordes. And it tells me that CBS is kind of seeing where the problem lies in here.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're realizing things aren't kind of coming together the way they really thought it was going to be.
And I think the hiring, they're the ones who hired Catherine Herridge, right?
Right.
I think we're now seeing they hired her to do a really good job. I've seen her tweeting. I follow her now on Twitter. She's continuing her pretty good reporting. It's not exactly the same as Fox, but it's pretty good.
Well, she's not the central person any longer, and she's not saying, and sources are saying, you know, that kind of stuff. Is she doing very well on Twitter?
Maybe. Yeah, she shares a lot of the segments, and so she has to fit in, for instance, with CBS Morning and in the nighttime. She has to fit that format and a little bit of how they message things, but she's still doing the same thread of reporting about the IG and other matters.
Let's go to Mark Meadows before we kind of get into Rudy. Actually, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's go to Maria Bartiromo, a rising star, really getting a lot of notice. I want you to listen to her on Hannity, and she levels out abuses that have happened, and she is charged, but the second clip is even stronger.
You have been all over this. You have done a phenomenal job.
Thank
great
you,
interviews. But let's talk about the liar versus the truth teller, Nunes versus Schiff.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty incredible. I mean, the lies that came out of Adam Schiff and Adam Schiff's office, as you just pointed out, it's even worse than lies, though, Sean. These are crimes committed. People will be prosecuted for this. Even if you believe, which I do not, William Barr does not, and John Durham does not, that there was a credible reason to start the investigation into Donald Trump, that counter-investigation, it died within weeks. It died within weeks because there were transcripts of undercover DOJ agents, FBI agents, running into people like George Papadopoulos, Sam Clovis, Carter Page, and those documents were the exculpatory evidence that they did not send to the FISA court. I think this really blows up even bigger than it is right now when, obviously, John Durham comes out with his findings, but leading into that, all the attention will be on what happened before July 2016. You know the lie that the FBI has been telling us, that the counter investigation began in July of 16. We know that's not true. In fact, in the IG report, and nobody really talked about this, I thought this was stunning. In the IG report, it says that Christopher Steele was hired by Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS in May of 2016.
Slow down. This was Kimberly Strassel's find last
week. That's right.
I honed in on it as well.
Yep.
I don't think many people... They're saying the official investigation began What, July 30, 31?
That's right, but that didn't happen. We know that because we know that Carter Page was invited to all of these conferences in Cambridge. We know George Papadopoulos was told, go to Rome, meet this guy Joseph Mifsud. And then Joseph Mifsud drops this bomb on his lap that Russia has Hillary Clinton emails. That was in April of 2016. So there was a lot of informants, the same informants, spies, that have worked with the FBI and the CIA over years, Western Intel. Those were the spies that were running into anybody they could who was remotely attached to the Trump campaign, as you said earlier, just to get a window into Trump's strategy. So the lies are real. People will be prosecuted, and you are looking at crimes not only against Carter Page but against a sitting president, duly elected, as you said.
She was on fire there, but wait till you hear the second part.
And you're right, she's a rising star. I mean, she started off, and I always found her to be a competent anchor at CNBC. But I wasn't always impressed. She seemed like she was, her arm tied behind her back. It makes me think that even more because she early on was one of the few reporters who said, I don't buy everything we're being sold. She thought this is too much of an echo chamber. And she had this thought back in the summer of 2016 during the conventions. She realized as the media started parroting all this stuff about Trump and Russia and Hillary's emails being hacked, she's like, this fits together too nicely. And I think her skepticism's paid off nicely.
Well, I think she's found her calling.
Yeah.
Business just isn't fast enough for her. She loves this stuff. She loves the intrigue, the investigation, taking things apart. She's a very smart lady.
Yeah.
And she can fit the Rubik's Cube of things together. But wait till you hear this. Hear the second part of this. She is on fire.
What's really also amazing to me in all of this is that there were a few of us that were right. And it was you, Lou Dobbs, Stuart Varney.
Right.
All three of you Trish have done a phenomenal job in exposing this. Where's the rest of our colleagues in the so-called media here?
Well, I think this is a really important point because the left-wing media has become an attachment, an arm of the Democratic Party. And I've been saying now for several years, anybody on either side of the aisle has to be outraged by this because you have people in positions of power putting their finger on the scale and trying to change what the American people voted for. This is a democracy, and we have freedom to elect our leader. And what they did was try to get in front of that. That's why I find it extraordinary that nobody else in the media wants to. But even worse than that, criminal is the fact that the Democrats refuse to focus on this. The same people who have been calling for impeachment are the people who tried to take Donald Trump down from the get-go. It was Adam Schiff, remember, for 3 years, Sean, going on MSNBC and CNN and everywhere he could get, saying collusion between the Russians and Donald Trump is in plain sight. Plain sight. Why is no one asking him where that is in terms of being in plain sight this weekend? More interviews. Admit it. They lied. They lied because they just didn't like Donald Trump, regardless of the policies that are moving the needle on the economy and among other things.
She's strong. And let me tell you something. When I listen to somebody, I like them to be passionate because they believe what they're saying. They own it. They feel it. It's internalized. That's internalized. She's looked at the evidence, and she's convinced what she just said is exactly what happened. And let me tell you what, they're doing Sunday Morning Futures with her, a very popular show, by the way,
yeah,
for Sunday Morning Show. And it sets up nicely to go into Chris Wallace and things like that. But I guess what they need is her in the morning to do the business stuff. They're not ready to relinquish her to a primetime slot, but she is outstanding, somebody to keep an eye on. Let me do this. Let me go to Mark Meadows here, and let's do a couple of Mark Meadows, and then we'll get into Rudy.
So let's start with the reason for the urgency, which you heard from Chairman Schiff,
and from Chairman Nadler. They say that that's why it has to happen so quickly, because the president is just going to do it again, bring in a foreign
government before he sends elections.
Well, the fact of the matter is the president didn't do that the first time, and it's their focus groups that they continue to go out and get these focus groups and say, what can we sell to the American people next? If the American people are concerned about Ukraine meddling in their election, I can tell you that we had three, not once, not twice, but three different times that my Democrat colleagues voted for impeachment before there was ever a Ukrainian call. So, listen, the narrative continues to change, but one thing doesn't change. This is all about a political process designed to impugn the president because they can't beat him at the ballot box.
And let me tell you, the narrative, and Jerry Nadler said it a whole bunch. By the way, he didn't show up today because they had a personal family issue. He was supposed to testify today. But they keep saying, we've got to do impeachment. We have to take him out of office, or he's going to go sin again.
Yeah.
And they're taking the first witness to sin, and he'll do what he did before, and that was shredding the Constitution. So let's stay with Mark Meadows here, excuse me, on Schiff and the role will reverse what would be happening and what Adam Schiff says.
So Chairman Schiff said this about wanting, about what he sees as the significance and the egregiousness.
I don't think any of us have any question that had Barack Obama engaged in the activity, the conduct, which is the subject of these articles of impeachment, every one of these Republicans would be voting to impeach him. And you know something? I have to hope to hell, George, if it were Barack Obama, I would vote to impeach him.
Do you think that would be the case?
Well, I don't think it would be the case, and it's interesting. I'm still waiting on the evidence from Adam Schiff that he said that the president actually colluded with Russia. As you know, he came on Fox and other networks over and over again to say that he had all these concerns and all this evidence, and yet it didn't show up. I can tell you this. Here is what we see, is we see a double standard. They're not treating this president the same way they treated Barack Obama. In fact, they looked the other way when it was Barack Obama's sending cash, pallets of cash, to Iranians. When you talk about, you know, really thwarting the will of Congress, we see what happened in previous administrations. This president is all about making sure that the American people's tax dollar is accounted for, and I'm glad he's doing it. And quite frankly, most Americans are as well.
Let me ask you this, because Adam Schiff would like to bring Mick Mulvaney, John Bolton, Robert Blair, the senior advisor to Mick Mulvaney, and Michael Duffy, associate director for national security, in as witnesses. He would like to see them as witnesses when this is on the Senate side. The belief is that they had closer proximity to the president's actual intentions in the phone call, and that they would be able to explain that. So why not? Why not have them do that?
Well, there's two different reasons. One, it doesn't matter what any firsthand knowledge witness says. If they say that the president was innocent, my Democrat colleagues never believe it. You can't get a better witness than the president of the Ukraine, the number one and number two guy underneath him in Ukraine, saying there was no linkage, there was no there was no crime, and yet there
wasn't.
You
know what the critics would say to you about that, that they needed that money, they needed that aid, they understood what the deal was, and they're not about to say that they felt pressed on it.
Well, so we can call them liars, but I can tell you that not once, not twice, not three times, but four times, they've doubled down on that particular narrative. And so normally a lie comes out. We get to see that. Here's what we also know is when Adam Schiff had the ability to call these witnesses and actually enforce an impeachment, he didn't go through the normal process. He didn't allow the judiciary to weigh in. Why? Because it's a rush to impeach the president, because they're afraid November of 2020 will get here and they will have not been able to impugn as much damage as they possibly could on the president. Listen, the American people see it for what it is. Real Clear Politics average poll now says there's more people opposed to impeaching the president than support it. That's moving in the president's direction, and it'll continue to do that.
Guys, I messed up. I missed my bottom of the hour break. Joey is fussing at me big time. I'm going to be back right after this.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
The Dan Morris Show.
Just like the ones I used to know. Those treetops Listen, hey, children, listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. The snow. But in I am dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days, be merry and bright.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. The House Rules Committee is setting the guidelines for this week's debate on the impeachment of President Trump. Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin.
The president's continuing course of conduct constitutes a clear and present danger to democracy in America.
Republicans say President Trump did nothing wrong and oppose this week's expected impeachment vote. A former Trump campaign aide sentenced today by a federal judge to 45 days behind bars and 3 years of probation.
Richard Gates was an associate of now-imprisoned Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort, who pleaded guilty to conspiracy and lying to investigators in the midst of the Mueller probe, all relating to money made years ago in Ukraine.
Fox's Eben Brown. Yesterday's tornadoes in the nation's southeast blamed for at least 4 deaths, with more than a dozen others injured. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Now that the rain has moved out, the temperatures will continue to fall as we go through the day. Windy, with temperatures falling to the mid-40s by sunset. A cold night tonight, and the breeze will add to the chill. Overnight low temperature by morning down to about 29. Then for the day tomorrow, it's going to be cold. High temperature barely up to about 49 with sunshine. We'll be in the upper 20s on Wednesday night. Thursday and Friday will be in the middle 50s, still dry, but a chance of a few showers perhaps by Friday night into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, I'm LaDonna Brooks, the traffic director at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
The Dan Morris Show.
So you're telling me I screwed up?
No, we did.
Okay, 272-9228, that's where we are. Breaking news, FISA court slams FBI over surveillance application in rare public order.
Wow.
That's going to be the key. If FISA can take, they can go in, call them into the courtroom, find them in contempt of court, and send them, go, you're being charged with contempt, and you're going to jail for 90 days.
Wow. So yeah, that'd be something. Right?
So an attorney has told me that. Let's do this. Let's swing off of Mark Meadows. I don't know. Yeah, let's do the Rudy and Amash because we're going to go into Rudy after that.
This is what the president said about Rudy Giuliani going back to Ukraine and then coming to him the other day to report on what he learned. Here's the president.
How much has Giuliani shared with you about his recent trip to Ukraine?
No, not too much, but he's a very great crime fighter. He was the best mayor in the history of the city of New York. He's a great person who loves our country, and he does this out of love. Believe me, he does it out of love. He knows what he's doing.
Do you agree with that, Congressman?
Well, I think that Rudy Giuliani obviously believes that he's got enough evidence there. But let me circle back to something that you said earlier, Martha. And I think that this is a key telling point for my Democrat colleagues. They said they hoped if it were Barack Obama, they would do it. But God forbid it's Joe Biden. They don't want to look the other way. Over a dozen contacts between Joe Biden and President Poroshenko at the particular time when his son was on the board of a corrupt company. And yet, they're not willing to even look at it. They say it's debunked without even investigating it. I think the American people deserve to know the truth. And whether it's Rudy Giuliani or anybody else getting there, I think most Americans believe that Hunter Biden was making a lot of money that he shouldn't have been making.
We're going to talk about that in the next segment as well. Justin Amash, will he or should he be an impeachment manager?
Well, I don't see him being an impeachment manager. I mean, that's a few freshman Democrats believing that he might bring credibility to this particular argument. I can tell you that Justin made up his mind long before he left the Republican Party. And at the same time, we're going to have some people on the defense team where the president will finally get a fair shake over in the Senate. It won't be secret down in the bunker of the Capitol, and he'll eventually have due process.
That was encouraging, very encouraging. Mm-hmm. Now let's go to Rudy. Rudy is on with Laura Ingraham, and you tell me what you think about this. Rudy on critics about Rudy and the Ukraine.
What is your reaction to those critics who say, oh my gosh, Rudy's got to stop while he's behind? They don't even say ahead. Rudy, they're so critical of you.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they don't believe that there was, in fact, substantial corruption in Ukraine that went on for years, and that the President of the United States, when he asked for an investigation, was doing his duty as the President of the United States. Maybe they buy into some form of the Democratic criticism. But Rudy, what I uncovered there are two major schemes, one for $7.5 billion, the other for $5 billion, in money laundering that went on all through the Obama administration. Part of it involved Joe Biden, the bribery part. It's a disgrace that he's not under investigation for it in America, maybe because our law enforcement is too afraid. But the reality is, it's a complete defense for the president. When the president of the United States was asking the president of Ukraine to investigate, he was asking him to investigate crimes at the highest levels of both governments that the president of the Ukraine referred to as we, meaning it's our problem, joint problem. So he's being impeached for doing the right thing as president of the United States. Nothing to be defensive about.
Okay, so that was pretty good. My problem with Rudy is he's not the best person explaining things. Here, Rudy's going to be talking about Ambassador Yovanovitch, and he could have changed some words that he used and gotten a different result out of it. Listen in.
Rudy, your work in Ukraine hinges on the word of former prosecutor general of the Ukraine, Lutsenko. But here's how he was described in The New Yorker. Of course, no conservative publication, but you gave them an interview. Lutsenko, sometimes referred to simply as the corrupt prosecutor general
of Ukraine has been portrayed hardly without reason as an unscrupulous politician prone to telling lies to further his personal ambitions. Lutsenko fed information to Giuliani, which Giuliani, Trump, and their allies spun to smear the reputations of the Bidens, and Marie Yovanovitch, whom Trump fired in April. One of the House's star witnesses told of Lutsenko, said, "I don't think we'd be here if not for him." Now, this hit piece, and it's a hit piece,
of course,
also has you on the record admitting that you forced out Marie Yovanovitch.
Of course
you said
I did.
You needed her out of the way, but you're a personal attorney for the president, so why do you need her out of the way?
I didn't need her out of the way. I forced her out because she's corrupt. I came back with a document that will show unequivocally that she committed perjury when she said that she turned down the visa for Mr. Shokin because of corruption. The fact is, on the record, in the State Department's own records, the reason given is because he had had an operation and hadn't recovered yet. The operation, of course, was 2 years before. It's documentary evidence that she committed perjury. I have four witnesses who will testify that she personally turned down their visas because they were going to come here and give evidence either against Biden or against the Democratic Party. There's no question that she was acting corruptly in that position and had to be removed. She should have been fired if the State Department weren't part of the deep state.
But why didn't, but I have a question. Pompeo is someone I know you have an enormous amount of respect for, Secretary of State. You know, I certainly do. Why not, you know, why doesn't the president go to Pompeo and say, we have concerns, I want my own person? That's just normal. Presidents put their own people in all the time, big deal. So why doesn't it go from the president to Pompeo? Why does it go from you
It didn't go from me to the president. First one to go to the president was Pete Sessions, and then a number of congressmen who said that she was saying that he's going to be impeached. And then when I interviewed witnesses, not just Mr. Lutsenko, four other witnesses, they told me that she was specifically holding up visas in order to obstruct the investigation of collusion in the Ukraine and specifically to obstruct the Biden investigation. I have that testimony under oath. I gave it to the State Department. They never investigated a single witness. When they say that she's innocent, it's innocent without investigation.
So she, and he could have said, you know, she needed to leave because she wasn't good for American policy. There also is, he made it sound too personal. Mm-hmm. Can we fit in one more clip of Maria Yovanovitch and her corruption?
Sure.
Entire hearing, she was saying, well, I'm the, and everyone else who knew her, she was there fighting corruption. She was a corruption fighter, and Rudy was just pushing the interests of the president.
I also have tape recordings with Ukrainian officials, including career prosecutors who say that during the Obama era, the corruption in Ukraine became substantially worse, and that she was a contributor to the corruption. For example, remember when she was asked at the end by Jim Jordan about how many things the Ukrainians had done, the statements that were made that he should be destroyed, his campaign should be destroyed, he was insane. The ambassador from Ukraine to the U.S. criticized him. She was asked, did you ever go complain about that to the Ukrainian government? This is foreign interference in our election, right? The answer was no. Also, when she talks about Shokin being corrupt, how come she doesn't talk about the candidate she supported, Poroshenko, who stole everything that didn't move? Poroshenko is right now under investigation for taking $100 million in bribes.
My question really is a deeper one.
She was close to him. Biden was close to him. If they were worried about corruption, why weren't they worried about their friends who were taking billions?
If he's got the goods and he can deliver it, or he can get the goods and somebody else can be the mouthpiece, I think I'm much, much better. Yes. Joey, thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.